Hello, welcome to a new episode of Rants with Danny Sheet. Today is October 3rd, the first episode of October. I actually don't remember how many episodes I did in September. Probably not a lot. But I'm here to come back for some of the few thoughts that came up to my mind about the CPBL, the season, how the season's going, what my a little bit of an outlook on how the second half is going to go. As of today, we look at the full season standings. The Lions are atop of the leaderboards, atop of the standings. They're a half game ahead of the Brothers, 4 games ahead of the Monkeys, 10.5 games ahead of the Guardians, and 17.5 games ahead of the Weichen Dragons. We're about 88 to 89 games into the season. So we have about a quarter of the season left. In terms of the four-year standings, it is very much in play for both the Brothers and the Lions to claim the best record of the year and hope, and then go on to host the Taiwan series. The Monkeys are looking in from the outside. I'm not going to say they don't have a chance, but it's going to be pretty difficult considering that, you know, it's a 5-team league. It is so hard to go. It is so hard to go in the next 30 games. You probably have to go at least 20-10, I think, to have a chance. But again, the Lions have been playing so well so far this year, and they're not sniffing the 600 winning percentage. And I'm going to start with the Monkeys. Like I said earlier, I don't think you can tell yourself, hey, look, the Monkeys went, I don't know, they played really, really well in the last 2 weeks. They propelled themselves to the top of the second half standings. They're a game behind the Lions, so they can still clinch the Taiwan series. It'll be another Taiwan series appearance if they do clinch it. But in my opinion, the last 2 weeks, it's a facade. I don't think the Monkeys have any shot at winning the second half. We're about halfway through the second half, right? So the Monkeys are a game back. The Brothers are 3 games back. The Monkeys are playing almost 600 baseballs. They're winning 59.3% of their games. But you have to keep in mind, you know, out of the 28 games that they played so far, 10 of them, so about a third of them, are versus the Guardians, and 8 of them are versus the Dragons. So out of the 28 games, half of them are against the bottom 2 teams in the league. They only played 2 games versus the Brothers, so they have 13 more to go, and they're 2-6 versus the Lions, and they had an opportunity to make a statement in Tainan on Saturday, but really just got their doors blown off. Especially when you consider when the Monkeys sent Chen Guanyu there, basically their second half new hope to face the Lions, and they gave up 10 runs there. And then they got so you look at the past 2 weeks, the Monkeys. Again, they did really, really well in the last 2 weeks. They're in the last 10 games. They're 6-3 plus a tie. And before the loss versus the Guardians earlier in the week, which would be on a Friday, before that one, they were on a 10-game undefeated streak versus the Guardians. So, again, they played really well, and they really looked like they were going to be something. But when you look at who they've played, again, is the Dragons, is the Guardians. Those are not going to help. Well, those will help you. The fact that you go out there and you win those games that you have to win, you should win, those are important. I'm going to get into that later, later in the episode, where I'm going to emphasize on that point a little bit more. But you look at the last 2 weeks, the Monkeys play easy teams. And what the real test comes when you have to face the Brothers and the Lions in October, which you know, in the MLB, you know, October baseball is important, but in this case, at this year of the CPPL season, you know, in the next 30 days are really going to determine what the postseason will look like. This is what September baseball is to the MLB in the last, you know, in the past few seasons, what this month is the CPPL. So the Monkees have, I'm a Monkees fan. I really hope that they're gonna do really well. But boy, it's that record that record of 16-11 in the second half. That is such a facade. That is a bad number to look at if you're evaluating this team right now. Again, they're 2-8 versus the Brothers and the Lions, and those are the team that you're going to have to beat when you go to the playoff. And when you're the Monkees and you're looking to make a push from the outside, you know, those are the games that you have to win. Because most likely than not, the Lions and the Brothers are also going to capitalize on their opportunities versus the Fubon Guardians and the Weichuan Dragons. Now, as of right now, as of today, in the second half, the Brothers and the Lions are 5-7 plus two ties versus the Fubon Guardians. And against the Dragons, they're 10-4. So they're not playing well against the Fubon Guardians. The Guardians have come up with a few impressive victories against these two teams, so that goes well for the Monkees. But again, in those head-to-head games between the Monkees and the Lions, between the Monkees and the Lions, and the Monkees and the Brothers, you have to win those games. I'm not sure if the Monkees have enough to beat them. Now you do add Zheng Renhe in your bullpen to add an arm in your relief pitching, but Chen Yuxun is in the second army. Chen Yuxun has been a shell of himself in the past. Lai Hongcheng, who they bought during the free agency, he pitched pretty well in the first half for a couple of weeks, but again in the second half, you haven't seen him, and so you now have to rely on Brendan Higgins, which he did really, really well. You know, he was one of the centerpieces for that hot streak. But he's starting to show fatigue. He's starting to be less effective, even versus a Dragons lineup and a Fubon Guardians lineup. And it comes down to, is the bullpen really going to be the factor that you rely on? Which looks like, if you compare to your starting rotation, yes, you have Chen Guanyu. Yes, you know, Overton's not here anymore. Ryan Bollinger is pitching pretty well. Huang Zipeng has been pitching pretty well. But can you really rely on them in big games, in big situations where it's a must-win game? From here on out, every game for the Monkees, especially against the Lions and against the Brothers, are almost a must-win. You're four games behind the full season, in the full season standings. Therefore, you have to win the second half, really. That's your best shot. And the Lions look really good. I don't know, man. Their offense looks really good. I think baseballs have to do something with that. A lot more baseballs have left the park, and I can get, you know, I can tell doing voiceovers for every CPPL recap games that there have been a lot more bye-bye baseballs in the second half than there were in the first half. But boy, the Monkees, their offense have started to woken up, but you know, if your pitching staff don't keep teams in check, and you especially if they don't keep the Lions and the Brothers in check, pretty much thinking about more of the Lions, because that's really the team to beat in the second half for the Monkees. But yeah, again, the Lions offense is so unformidable. They really threw away the first half, so they're all mad and pissed, and they're going to come back the second half. They played really, really well. So I don't know. I as a Monkees fan, I really hope they do well. But the Monkees, again, they've been on bad teams, and they're struggling against good teams. You know, 10-13 all year versus the Lions 6-11 versus the Brothers all year, and 2-8 versus those two teams in the second half. If they really want to turn this thing around, those are the games that they need to win. And I'm just not sure if the Monkeys have enough to do that because of the firepower that the Lions have, plus their great pitching, and the Brothers, the amount of depth that the Brothers have is unbelievable. Still the deepest team in the playoffs, in the CPBL. So that's my short analysis on the Monkeys' surge in the last two weeks in more particular. Again, they're a game back from the Lions. They could have gotten a little bit closer if they had beaten the Lions on Saturday, but again, that game was such a tell-all game for me, because the Lions didn't even send out Brock Dyshorn or Tim Melville or Felix Dubron, and the Monkeys sent out supposedly their best starting pitcher in Chen Guanyu. You know, Ryan Bollinger's in there as well, but they sent out Chen Guanyu, and they couldn't seal the win. I don't know. As a Monkeys fan, I just don't know what to expect out of this team. Probably besides a very mediocre end to the second half, which has been it was just how they've been playing throughout the season so far. I want to move on to this. The Wei Chen Dragons. Now, I did a Wei Chen Dragons expansion draft analysis. And one of the points I made was that at the very least the Dragons are building toward the future. Coach Ye Junzhang and the entire team, I'm assuming, will not have any pressure in terms of their on the field record or on the field performance. Obviously, you know, you have to. If our players still have to perform and try to play really well, but at the end of the day, they're not evaluated by wins and losses. That being said, the road to the Taiwan series for each of the other four teams, and mostly for the Monkeys and the Brothers and the Lions, a little bit of the Guardians, you know, they're six games back, you know, they still got a shot, I think. They should, you know, six games, 30 games to go, you know, what could go wrong? But literally the road to the Taiwan series, the road to the postseason goes through the Wei Chen Dragons. And this idea, I'm going to be frank, I did not come up with this idea, but I remember in preseason, one of the more respected game commentator, CPBL commentator called Tai Mingli. He just retired last month, and more of a CPBL insider. He's been following the CPBL since its birth. Very knowledgeable guy. He does, you know, podcasts, he does YouTube, he releases YouTube videos about how he looks at the league and stuff like that. And one of his episodes is about, again, the road to the postseason goes through the Wei Chen Dragons. I didn't really think a lot of it. His point was saying, but basically for the other four teams, their record against the Wei Chen Dragons is pretty much going to determine how good, you know, where they land in the standings. And I didn't really think a lot about it at that point because I thought, you know, first of all, it's preseason, so preseason analysis, you kind of hear it and you kind of, you know, keep a note of it, and then, you know, some of them don't work out, some of them do. But this is one of the best bullseye analysis that I've heard, and that is pretty tough to do in a five team league or in a small league where we've seen so much parity, so much chaos. Just in the 2020 season, how much chaos that had happened down the stretch in the second half, and he's absolutely right. He's absolutely spot on about the Wei Chen Dragons and their role in the whole Taiwan series picture. Not the saying they're competing for one. I've established that very, very long time ago, and I think it is obvious that the team is still established that long ago that they're going to try to build a foundation for the first 3 years of the franchise before they're going to worry about where they are compared to the other teams. But if you're the other four teams, it's 30 free wins for you. And it is so much harder to, you know, the four teams are so balanced, theoretically. The four teams are so balanced that you know, you really have to grasp the opportunity to beat the Weichuan Dragons. And if you look at the full season standings, the Dragons, the Uni Lions, so far in the 4 year standings, 4 year record, they're 14 games, 12 games above 500 versus the Dragons. They're 16-4. Their full season standing, their full season record is 13 games above 500. So they're 14. They're outbeating the Dragons by 12 games, and overall they're 13 games above 500. So against other three teams, the Dragons have a cumulative record of one game above 500. You know what I'm saying? So, so that's very interesting to me. The brothers, they're so far this season, they're 17-8 versus the Weichuan Dragons. So they're 9 games above 500. They're 12 games above 500 in the full year record. So again, you bait against the other three teams, they're only, quote unquote, only outbeating them by three games. The Monkeys, they're 7 games above 500 versus the Dragons, and they're 5 games above 500 for the full year season. So if you look at the Monkeys against the other three teams, they're minus 2. They're two games below 500. The Fubon Guardians, this is really interesting because, like I said earlier, the Guardians are the furthest away from the Taiwan series. They're closer to the Weichuan Dragons than they are to the second place team, which is right now the CTPC Brothers, in the standings. And they're 6 games below 500. And guess what? The Guardians are also 6 games below 500 in the four-year record. So they're playing 500 ball. The Guardians are playing 500 baseball against the other three teams. Namely, there are 6 games above 500 versus the CTPC Brothers. They're 14-8. But they can't beat the Weichuan Dragons. My apologies. Oh, hold on. I read that wrong. The Fubon Guardians are minus six, so they're 6 games below 500 versus the Dragons, but they're minus 8 in the full season rankings. So so if you take away the Dragons games, they're still tied with the Monkeys in terms of their record against the other three teams. So again, it really comes down to who can beat the Weichuan Dragons the most in the second half, or that can help them, that will help them eventually to get into the postseason in the second half. So far, again, like I said earlier, the Monkeys, they're 6-2 versus the Dragons, they're 8-1. So like I said earlier, yes, the Monkeys really need to worry about the brothers and the Lions, but the one thing they are doing right, and I kind of mentioned this a little bit, the one thing they're doing right is they're beating teams that they're supposed to beat, which is good. They're just not beating the teams that are ahead of them. The Yankees kind of ran into their problem with the Orioles. They hadn't beaten the Orioles enough for them to compete with the Rays. But that's, I'm not going to delve into the MLB wormhole right now. But so the Monkeys are doing something good in the second half, which is they're 4 games above 500 versus the Weichuan Dragons. And they're 5 games above 500 in the second half overall. So again, they're against the three other teams, they're playing 500 baseball. And now, obviously, they're also, you know, they're 7 games, they're outbeating the Guardians by 7 games, and they're 2-8 versus the other two teams. But still, if again, you have to beat the Dragons. You have to beat the Dragons. The team that struggled against the Dragons the most in the second half, it's still the Fubon Guardians. They're 2-2. They're playing, you know, they're 2-2 versus the Dragons. And they're below, and they're 5 games under 500 in the full year standing. So they're losing. They're playing below par versus the three other teams in the second half. Way below par versus the other three teams in the second half than they were in the first half, and that really pushed them way down in terms of the second half standings. They're 6 games back. The Dragons are 7.5 games back. So only a game and a half separates the Fubon Guardians and the Wei Chun Dragons. The Brothers are 6-4. They're 1 game versus the Dragons. They're 1 game above 500 in the second half. The Lions, they're 4-2, but they've beaten the Brothers. They've beaten the Raccoon Monkeys. So they're they haven't been playing as well versus the Dragons so far. But what they have been able to do is to beat the Monkeys and the Brothers. So that helped them. But that is a dangerous road. You know, they still have 9 games to go versus the Dragons, and I'm anticipating a very good record versus the Dragons in to finish the second half. Because if they don't, they really open themselves up to, you know, lose the second half season championship again. They had the lead in the first half, they lost it. They have the lead in the second half so far, and really, they're close to clinching a winning record versus the Monkeys. They're a little bit behind versus the Brothers at that versus the Brothers. But you know, if you get a, if you play like 3 games, you lose 3 more games than you win versus the Monkeys and the Brothers. If you grasp the opportunity to beat the Wei Chun Dragons, you're going to be good. You're going to be good because they started off so well versus the other three teams, namely the CTBC Brothers and the Rakuten Monkeys. And I just want to take a look at, because it is so important, their performance versus each team's performance versus the Wei Chun Dragons. I want to take a look at how each team is doing against them besides just the win-loss column. So far, the Monkeys hit the best versus the Wei Chun Dragons. They're hitting 296 with 126 RBI, which is a statistic that's being shown. Cough, cough. And they have the most total bases. And that's pretty much what kept them afloat above the mediocrity. In the full season record, again, 7 games above 500 versus the Dragons, and 6 games above 500 in the full season rankings. The Monkeys, they have a pretty decent ERA versus the Dragons as well. So, they're gonna have to continue this performance versus the Dragons for the second half. And play well against the good teams, namely the Brothers and the Lions, like I said earlier. The team, again, that struggled the most versus the Dragons is the Fubon Guardians, who has the highest ERA versus the Dragons, which is 3.15 ERA. And they hit the worst against the Dragons, a 231 batting average. So I don't understand why. Why is the Fubon Guardians so... when they face the Dragons, do they overlook the Dragons, thinking it's going to be a cakewalk and they get punched in the gut? Because the Dragons, as young and as inexperienced as they are, they're a team that shows a lot of fight. They are a really solid team. They need a little bit more talent, or they need more stars, and especially they need more talent hitting-wise. But they are a really gritty team, and if you overlook them, I'm not sure if the Fubon Guardians do overlook them, or the Guardians are going through a rebuild that is about as tough as it can be, playing a lot of their young players nowadays. But yeah, the Guardians have struggled really hard against the Wei Chun Dragons, and that's the reason why they're so far behind the other three teams. And if you look at the Uni Lions, they not only do they hit pretty well, They're batting around 814 OPS versus the Weichuan Dragons, but they pitch really, really well versus the Weichuan Dragons. The Weichuan Dragons don't have an answer for the Brock Dykstra's, the Tim Melvilles, the Felix Dubron, the used to be Teddy Stankiewicz, and you know, the Lions, they smashed the Dragons, and therefore they are, as of today, I would say the Lions are the favorites to win. The brothers don't look that good. The brothers look a little bit lackadaisical at times, and they still haven't figured out their pitching rotation. And is their the big reason why they've been pushing for extended deadline of foreign player signing deadline. They wanted to extend that because of their argument is that, you know, with COVID, with the 14-day quarantine, they have already pushed it to October. I forgot what it was, but the brothers are arguing to push it even further because of COVID. And the big reason why they want to do that is because they still haven't figured out their starting rotation, and that's going to be a huge problem for them going to the Taiwan series. Even if they face the Uni Lions, which looks like, as of today, after beating, just manhandling the Monkeys on Saturday, they're going to be the favorites to join them in the Taiwan series. And if the Lions have the best starting rotation in the league, and if the brothers can't figure something out to go against that, you know, I'm going to give you game one because you have Jose Depola. But besides game one, who are realistically going to put out there? Liu Yanqing, sure. And then Esmo Rogers, he's not the same pitcher as he was last year. Not especially compared to the second half of last year. Gabriel, you know what? You've been putting him in relief situations. They're trying to use Inoue the same way the Monkeys are using Brendan Higgins. And your new foreign pitchers are not ready yet. So luckily they still have 30 games to figure it out. But yeah, the brothers, they're not doing as well right now versus in the second half. And some part of it is because their subpar performance versus the Weichuan Dragons. 6-4, which you really hope is going to be better in the second half. 6-4 in the second half versus the Weichuan Dragons. I really hope they're going to get better than that. And so yeah, it's honestly, you know, I try to learn as much as I can. These expansion teams, you really gotta beat up on them. You know, when you have a free win, you gotta grasp the opportunity, because I can't believe how accurate that prediction was by Tai Mingli, the Tai Tuanzhang, the CPBL insider in preseason. But bro, I mean, beat the Dragons, or else you're gonna miss the Taiwan series. And it looks like the Fubon Guardians right now struggle the worst versus the Dragons, and pretty much are gonna miss the Taiwan series. So yeah, it's gonna be a 3-team run, I think, in the playoffs. The Monkeys really again gave themselves a good chance in the last month of the season to give it a run after beating up bad teams. But now the real test comes. Can you beat the brothers? Can you beat the Lions? Can you really solidify yourself as a real contender for the second half? So that is it for this week's rant with Danny Shi. It's a little bit of a shorter one, but still it's at 30 minutes. And I'm trying to figure out, which guest I can bring on. And I've been doing this a lot more spontaneously than I have in the past. But thank you again for joining in. I have no idea when the next episode will be, or what we're going to talk about, because What's our motto again? We don't plan to rant. We rant to plan or something. Yeah, because we don't rant to plan. No. Because we don't plan to rant. It's been too long. Because we don't plan to rant, we rant to plan. And with that, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.